Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Carla doesn't understand this is a bit of a work trip. You know, she's like, and we're going to go here. We're going to go here.
We're done by Sunday.
By the way, that's definitely on the docket. It should be easy.
Oscar and I are staying at Miller's house.
Yeah.
We thought that would be more comfortable.
Thank you. I might be wearing the same boxers I wore to bed last night.
Well, I mean, you work inside your home. Why would you take a shower?
I played golf yesterday in the heat.
Oh, that's not good.
And you had probably a rather tense episode of this show, so there might have been some pressure sweat.
Yeah, they're totally stained, Rob. That's what they are.
No, I was just talking about sweat.
let's
no
move
excuse.
On.
Some of them, they're smoke shows. You're like, whoa, I didn't even know you had an adult son. What's also awkward is... Like I know,
like
them.
That's what you're like gonna say to her them. When you meet like, them. What? Wow. Like you're what? You're like Costco and you see them.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. You can call Mike O'Mara anytime. No, you can listen anytime, anywhere. You would think I would know how to memorize this, but unfortunately, I have not. You can listen to us on all those platforms that we're on. Yay. The Mike O'Mara Show.
KCJJ.
And now, KCJJ, the mighty AM 1630. And now, without further ado, hey, Liam. Liam, how did I do with that?
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. From great places like Wellsville, New York, Leavenworth, Washington, Ding Dong, Texas, Bakersfield, California, Taichung, Taiwan, and Schwabisch Gmünd in Germany. The Mike O'Mara Show is on. How do you feel with your chronic tardiness? And, of course, the next in line would be me when Rob Spiewak is severely late. Rob Spiewak, who called the late start anyway
today.
Yeah,
had a doctor's appointment.
For 9:15, 9:20, and...
It's 9:35.
Then he...
No call, no show.
Does he freak out more than anybody when he's late? This is ridiculous, though. He's just adding to... I don't know what... It's the combination of the... all the information on the show being posted at, what, midnight last night? After we tape at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then... followed by finally fixing it at 6 o'clock in the morning. He's probably got red cheeks right now, wouldn't you say?
I hope he's okay. Like, you know, when he moves fast, accidents happen. Matt, just a quick aside. Will you please, once the show gets rolling, head to the men's restroom? I believe I left my wedding ring right on the counter.
Okay. What were you doing in there?
Me? Washing my hands. I
sound like Napoleon. Wedding ring off to wash your hands?
Yeah, because then I get soap underneath.
Wow, that's fastidious. I never do that. I keep it right on. Now, listen, I should say this is my fourth because I lose them when I'm playing golf. No. I've kept this one for a while. Yeah. This one's, I get them super cheap. This is stainless steel.
Yeah.
And what was I reading last night where they actually caught a guy? They actually caught a guy because of his wedding band. And
like
a
burglar?
Yeah, an old World War II, the head of Auschwitz, the death camp. They found the guy who was posing as a gardener, and he had his wedding band on, and engraved in the wedding band were his name and the names of his wife. So if you're going to run a concentration camp, just remember, don't engrave anything on your
I love that they're still catching these guys. They think they've gotten away with it.
This is from 1948 or
that,
whatever.
That guy was just
they're not still catching these guys, Oscar.
The local True Value in the Garden Center.
They're dead.
No?
They are dead.
You never know.
They're
this guy's in Japan that are living to like they're 115.
I understand.
Pescatarian diet.
Perhaps they're all gone. So anyhow, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
When was
our
World
boy
War
Rob,
II?
What's that?
That was 47.
No. It was over by 47. 1942 through 1945.
What about
The 40s, the early 40s?
What about the World War One? That war?
World War One was in the teens, 1916.
Trench warfare is what I remember.
Trench Warfare, yeah. All Quiet on the Western Front, which won a couple of Oscars.
The German War
Machine. And
rightly
so. That was the first one. And then we beat them, and then they regrouped, and then it was World War II. Mm. One of the reasons World War II was fought is because the Germans were not happy about losing WW1. Yeah. So they came back with a vengeance because they felt like they were put upon, which I suppose most wars start that way. Two-time losers in that situation. So welcome to the Mike O'Bara Show. We're glad to have you. I'm glad to have a normal show after yesterday. It was interesting because I think when you do stuff that is really not showing you in a positive light, I think it makes for a better lesson learned because I did not leave that show yesterday. Oh, you know, outside of the fact that Mark was good to come on the show. I did not leave that show yesterday with a warm and fuzzy feeling. I left the show with a just don't let that happen again feeling. And that's, I think, what I maybe in my inner government, that's what I wanted to do. But I actually felt pretty crappy at the end of that because, you know, I think sometimes it's important to take it. I wish more people would.
It's more painful when you're sober and you've done things.
Yes.
Because you're like, oh, maybe I should stop drinking. And then when you're sober and have done it, you're like, oh, my, I have a problem. May I give some counterpoint that some listeners I saw writing on our Facebook pages or on
about
IG.
About yesterday's program?
Yes, about yesterday's program. If you didn't, shame on you, hit pause and go and listen. You'll know exactly what we're talking about. An astute listener had me stop in my tracks as I was looking for things to yell to Pony about. And I said, wait a second, that's a compelling argument. They said that it would have been more thoughtful and from their perspective, honest, if you would have told the story with Mark on the phone, Mark Miller, your colleague, instead of essentially laying the groundwork, telling the story. And then when he came on, it's like it's already been sold.
Well, I gave him the opportunity
for a counterpoint
for you to recap with him.
I agree.
And but that was to be perfectly honest with you, if he'd been on at 9 o'clock, I would have done that. And I agree with the listener that it was probably a better situation for me. But for that listener, can I say, I believe perhaps I left one leaf of lettuce off the S sandwich that I ate for the entire broadcast. And I'm sorry that I couldn't have the sushi platter for you and just shove it into and take it rectally the way you wanted me to take it, dick. There, I'm back to my old
self. Yeah, we're back, baby. We're back.
No, it's a valid point. And it would have been, I cop to it. It would have been more, I don't want to say uncomfortable, because I think it was plenty of
it would have been raw.
It was plenty uncomfortable the way I told the story. But at the same time, you will notice that when Mark came on, there were no, that didn't happen. What was the first thing he said?
Correct.
What is his version of the story?
I'm not, Mike, I'm team TMOS.
I understand your team TMOS. I'm just saying for that, yes, it would have been more uncomfortable for me and perhaps a little more compelling.
I'm no program director. I just thought that it was interesting.
I also knew he was coming on I was told before the show about 10:15 when we were taping. We were at the end of the show, towards the end of the show. And I thought at that particular situation, it was better for me to lay it all out and then have Mark come on. And
I thought it was a compelling show. You were honest. You were raw.
I didn't get any feedback. I didn't look for any feedback yesterday. But now you've piqued my curiosity, and you know I'm very curious to hear what else was said. You know, especially the haters, because I like it when you share those.
Most of the feedback was positive.
that's always a good.
There setup. Is a I guess you were so honest about. Not just the way that you felt bad about, but you knew that you completely misstepped. I thought personally, you know, as your friend and colleague, that it was compelling to another level because I was thinking about so many other times that I've had people in my life, especially ex-girlfriends, just sober, not even hammered, just like say things or do things where I'm like, oh, I'll never be invited back to this party. Like, or my mom's never going to get over that. These things that you're like, don't say anything. And then it'll just become what it is.
Well, you know, as you mature and as you go through life, you realize that as we were talking about the apology after I acted out on the golf course, and I knew, I would say within, I calmed down, but I also knew walking off that green that I'd misstepped. And that all that did was further the embarrassment because I knew I was dead wrong. I knew I was wrong. And then as I'm walking down, I'm like, oh, God, I was wrong about that. I'm more embarrassed now, and now I'm more pissed. And then I compound it by the whole music thing, and then I make it worse.
Yeah.
And I thought about the times in my life that I've been that guy, and it's a chip that I worry about with my son because outside of being a wonderful kid, he gets pretty wound up about things. And so I just need guidance in how to make him avoid the mistakes I have made in my life. I have survived my missteps most often by an ability to recognize that I'm the bad guy. I think the people that get really burned in many cases are people that don't cop to something. I don't think that apologizing makes it right by any stretch of the imagination, but I think accepting your responsibility can get you back on track. But I still, it's a flaw that I'm not happy about. I don't care for it. I don't like it in traffic. I don't like it on the show.
The show's great for it. I mean,
The show's good for it. I'm talking about behind the scenes on the show. Mm. I don't think it does me that much good.
It's come a long
overall
way.
And you have a moment
hot.
Or two.
Oh, are you run me hot.
And
air?
I think, what do you think? Since we're both
Jesus
talking about
Christ.
Do you think it, and looking at the way our operation runs, do you think that the running hot
it doesn't have to be that way
benefited us, or do you think it's desensitized people?
The sheer you look at the results to measure your effectiveness.
Yeah.
So internally for TMOS, I think we're a dysfunctional family, so I can't really chalk it up to, is it effective? We're broken. The reason why we're here is because we're broken. The reason why you're listening to us through your iPhone or, you know, on your computer or in your car or on the radio is because we're broken.
Yeah.
We're not broken that we can't, you know, conduct ourselves like at least with a veneer of, we got our ass together.
Like a man.
Yeah. But we're broken to be here. If you're doing this, there's a piece of you that needs this, whether it's good or bad. You need this outlet. In the regular world, and I'm going to say pre-pandemic, because a lot has changed in the workplace and the workforce and what people are willing to put up with.
Right.
Some of the greatest operators were not fuzzy. They were, that I know, that I grew up with, like program directors, captains of industry, people I knew, they were generals. And you either did it or you didn't. And if you didn't, you're out. And I feel like there's a lot of that still at play in even this virtual world, because I see it on calls with.
You mean the non-fuzzy folk?
The non-fuzzy folk. I see it on calls.
Oh, I think it's absolutely there.
But what I think has happened is that these executives have figured out that you got to hire a really like great ops person or someone in HR that works an ops role as well, so they can be the fuzzy one. And then the ogres in the corner that are, you know, making sure the paychecks get paid, they can still just do what
crunching
they do.
The numbers.
Correct.
You're not going to believe.
I'm
what
an ogre,
I am,
by the way.
You're not going to believe what my daughter has taken on and begun to thrive. And from what I get from her, she's basically doing door-to-door sales work.
Oh, wow.
and she is literally setting sales records out in Los Angeles. And I said, well, what the hell kind of, you're going door to door? She said, don't worry, Dad.
Labiaplasty?
We go in team. She's selling, I think, phone stuff, like Verizon, and representing other companies.
Could sell ice to an Eskimo, right?
Well, so. I never put her in that, you know, totally unrelated to everything she's done all her life. And I'm talking to her now, and she's floating because she's always been the starving artist. Her whole life, she's been the starving artist.
But she's selling corporate, not like...
She's selling corporate.
Yeah, yeah. She's not corporate. She's not in neighborhoods.
Well, she is, but she is thriving.
Buffalo Bill.
To the point where she's this week being promoted.
Good.
And
it's great to hear.
And super excited. Yeah. And I've waited for this because she's been out there, you know, rolling the dice in Hollywood to see if anything will happen. And I, you know, the odds of that, not only luck of getting in a door or getting an opportunity, but the luck of, you know, getting on and getting into something. So I don't know, but she's still, you know, digging at that as well. And I'd be, next time I talk to her, I'm going to ask her about if she deals with any ogres, you know, like I really think that, you know, when I think of that, I always think of Glengarry Glen Ross, you know, always be closing.
Let me be clear. I have in real time, people, you have seen me grow up on the air. And Matt, like, I know we could be funny, but just be honest. How far have I come as far as like patience and leadership and what's possible?
Very, very far. I think you're making a lot of progress. There can always be more patience in any situation, but you're getting much, much better.
Thank you. I don't know why I went to him. I knew that I was going to get a response like that.
I think. Look, it's been both on this show.
You've grown up too, Mike. Like, I don't know if you've made great strides, but you certainly, the medication's helping.
I don't know. I mean, I really, at home, I do really, really well, but, there was a guy, director for Everything Everywhere.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Take that camera, that Mike's seeing right now and face it towards the glass real quick. If you can do that quickly. But Shannon, come back here.
There's our studio. Yeah. There's a look we never see behind. There's Shannon. Yeah,
there you go. There you go. Turn.
There's Shannon making your way.
Yeah. Shannon, come on here. Just come on the mic and tell everybody what you're doing. Just let everybody know.
All right, now you might want to.
I'm a window washer.
Move the camera back over, please.
Matt, you're so funny. Like, I don't know what's going on. Go ahead.
I'm cleaning the windows.
Oh, you're. Let me see, Will. How difficult is
Mike,
it, really?
Mike, we have a preset for this camera.
Yeah, just move the joystick.
Come
over here. He can't handle it. Thank you.
Hey, I'm cleaning the windows.
There you go. Now, how's that for dedication?
Yeah.
How's that for rocking and rolling?
How many people asked me if they could help me?
How many
do you think?
Goose egg. Nobody.
All right. That's not why I wanted you to get on here. Jesus.
As I'm washing the windows.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, but Shannon, that's why we're owner operators. Like, you got to be proud about this.
Because we care.
Jesus. I never let my boss do that. No, you just got to do it. You do the work. Bottom line.
You dive right in.
Yes.
You dive in. We should mention Rob is tardy today. So if we didn't mention that at the beginning of the show, we got jumping right into it.
Text him and let him know. Don't bother coming in.
I just want to talk about this journey I'm on with this stuff that I'm taking. Listener Stephanie Larson contacted me a while back, along
your,
with the
skinny medicine, right?
Zoolander and a lot of people. Yeah, this stuff called Mounjaro. I think it's called a semi-glutide. And of course, last night, the first thing I heard, Ozempic's the one they're taking shots at all the time.
Yeah.
You heard Jimmy Kimmel make an Ozempic joke about it. And by the way, the one thing I didn't mention at the Oscars, did you get a look at the Elvis actor?
Yeah.
Jesus. I mean, what's he weigh? 48 pounds or something like that?
Whatever it is, I want his diet.
No, I don't want to look like that. I don't want to carry my own bucket. I don't want to do that. That's just not.
You see all jawbone. Looks like Skeletor.
Yeah, it was a little weird to see that tuxedo with that giant head, which meant that he had just a nothing body, which was weird to me. I believe weight loss in a... at a certain extreme looks scary to me. I worry about that. But getting back to that, of course, when there is a product out there, two things I worry about. I worry about the fact that doctors who all have these strong opinions because they all think that they are kings of the world. You know, somebody, Carla says to me last night, Ozempic shown to reduce weight by reducing muscle mass. And this is one doctor. I can't find him this morning. What I'm looking for it. And this is on the heels of Ozempic face. You get Ozempic. Well, if you are a fat tub of goo, Ozempic face makes you look 10 years older. You're drawn. Well, you're losing the fat out of your face. So that would happen as well. My point is this. The two things that concern me, Oscar.
Yes.
When a medication becomes super popular, when there is an amazing benefit, you always get the doomsayers and you always get the naysayers.
Yes.
Now, in the same breath, I will tell you that with the popularity of this and the newness of this, how many drugs have we seen where, down the road, if you took this during the such and such era, beware. 10 years down the road, this could happen. I think about that all the time with this drug.
Mm.
I think of that. I will also tell you that I feel the things that they're supposed to say has energy and all that. I feel like this is a good example of it where my wife gets the same amount of sleep I do. I wake up perky, perky, perky in the morning and I'm feeling pretty good. But that's about it. That happens once in a while. I'm not feeling either weaker, more energetic, more tired. I'm feeling none of that. I am feeling like I have, as I said, a willpower aid. But it just freaks me out because when something gets super popular, everybody's going to offer an opinion on it. And FDA approval, in my opinion, doesn't mean diddly dickly to me because I really do believe that who knows what this could be down the road. But for now, I'm all in. I'm fine with it because the proof is in the results. But the results are I'm eating lower calories and I'm more active now that the back doesn't hurt as much. And so that's helping me as well.
I think the benefit versus the risk outweighs itself. Ozempic's been around, if I'm not mistaken, for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we just started, kind of using this medicine and then all of a sudden we're like, the weight loss side was a byproduct that people started reporting. And they're like, we could use it for that.
I hear so many different things about it. I hear that they are going to now remove the diabetes element from it and make it a more accessible weight loss medication. And by the way, if that happens, you know what? Be careful with this and watch it with
skinny
a keen
minis.
Eye. Because I do believe, especially when it comes to big pharma, Oscar, trust no one.
I'm in. Look.
And think about the term. Think about this when you're thinking about the possibility of A, this truly being a wonder drug when it comes to weight loss, and B, the industry, the billion-dollar industry that this has the potential to disrupt.
Weight Watchers
I'm
just spent $100 million on a company that allows for this medication to be, so now they have access to this.
So they're in their early.
They just spent $100 million on this company. A stock that was like at $3 went up. Boop.
Well, we'll see what happens.
No one's going to get the meals if they can get a shot.
Yeah.
You know who else is going to win? Plastic surgeons. Think about all the loose skin.
They're going to do
it. Am I wrong? Ever. Skin for days.
Look at that.
I don't know. I don't see. I don't. Your face is much skinnier.
Yeah, I lose it in my head.
Yeah.
My giant fat
and then,
head. I do.
Like, I think they have a procedure. I saw this leading up to the Oscars, pre-show, where they have a little like incision they put under your chin and suck out all the fat to give you a jawline.
I have a jawline, but I have this.
It's a little hidden.
Which is
on camera.
Yeah, that's a real sign.
Can
you ever want to?
Can
you
pull
look
your skin back so we
aging?
Can see your jaw for a second? There you go.
Mean?
Yeah, let's pull. There you go. Boom. Yeah, there you go. Look at that male model, Carla.
Shut up. You're being an ass.
Let's do it.
I have a beard anyway. Let's get him matter, something. But, no, but I mean, I just think when something gets popular, it gets darts thrown at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to take it with a grain of salt. And everybody has an opinion.
They're jealous. They're just
and
jelly.
That's the way,
they're jelly
that's the
that
way
you have
works.
Access. It's also, Mike, if you're a personal trainer or you're a big gym, the people that buy memberships and never go, that's the gravy.
Okay, there you are. All right, that just ding. Where's my bell? Play my bell because I just got it. Okay, so think about this for a second.
Yeah.
If there's a story or a doctor that leaks something that says, well, the Ozempic has shown that it depletes muscle mass as well. Well, who's that going to benefit?
Yeah.
Who's that for? That's for Crunch Fitness, baby.
Yeah. Also,
that's GNC. For Gold's Gym, GNC for the muscle, right? That's trust
J-I-M.
No one is my point with that. That's
gym.
The way it goes. As far as I'm curious about you. You are not a fatty McFatty, but
I've taken a heartbeat. You kidding me?
All right, just curious.
I like walking, and what I assume is running, but. It'd be nice not to have to worry about it. The only reason, look, I'll be very clear with you. I've lost the 20 pounds by eating grapes, yogurt. It's been very boring.
It's boring.
Drinking.
And you have to put yourself in situations that, like, for example, we were going to have, Mark referenced it on the show yesterday. We were going to have a St. Patrick's Day party here at the house.
Yeah.
Where we were going to make shepherd's pie and corned beef and cabbage and have people over like at 5 or 6 o'clock. Carla's work schedule this time of year is so nuts that we decided to pull off of that. I was completely at ease with that. I was completely relieved because right now I want to stay on that program. I want to make sure that everything's going okay.
That this,
semi-glutide.
This is another byproduct. And look, I'm sorry if you're bored about this. I think it's going
to be available
to everybody
that care about
in
it.
The long run. It's going to save lives. My opinion. I heard if you're a binge drinker, it doesn't allow you to binge drink because you get that full nauseous feeling.
As somebody who's just coming off that golf tournament on the weekend, after that day that I'd had, I began to have some beers. Did it affect me with beers? Not really. Did it affect me with liquor? Vodka in particular, which is the only liquor I drank over the weekend, through maybe 2 days afterwards.
Yeah.
It was not happening. It was not happening for me under any circumstances.
Inner governor.
Everybody's gone out
for your
and
inner
had
alcoholic.
Everybody's gone out, Oscar.
Yeah. Speaking of alcoholics. That. Hi,
Thank
Rob.
You. Hi. All right. Everybody's gone through that. And, the next day, sometimes you're on a weekend and you're friends and you're a little bit, but you're going to start up again. That's not happening with the stuff. That's just not happening at all with that particular, product that's going on. So it was,
I'm happy.
Agree with
Look,
that.
You're getting a better spot. I started looking that up because I was like, if the calories can't get in you the way that you used to get them in and you can't drink the way you do, if you're a drinker.
Yeah, but I never was as far as that. I was a binger occasionally, but this does not. Binging.
You don't binge drink?
I binge drank like on a night.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to drink the next day. This is that on steroids.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, after the fourth day with my morning, I went along. But I just had some beers.
Yeah, because it's wearing off.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't know, the whole buzz factor with alcohol, not my cup of tea. But no, I think my take on the semi-glutide would be you can have some beers. I would avoid the wine and hard liquor because that throws you forward a little bit.
That's what I always said.
There he is.
Thank you. Welcome back, by the way. Good afternoon. Nice to see you.
Okay. I'll take that from you.
Just a second. I don't want to belabor the point, but this past weekend my mom was like a little weepy because she's on Ozempic and she by accident threw it in the freezer. And fun fact, as I called
her. Supposed to keep it refrigerated and she put it in the freezer.
I called. I was
That's
at
ruining
and
it. I, and I really said, keeping it refrigerated.
Hey, my mom, who's 75, threw this in the freezer and I'm about to inject her and it looks like a slushy. What's the move here? They're like, you got to throw away, sir. And I said, throw it away.
Oh. It's gone.
If it freezes and then thaws, the water that's been, that it kills the effectiveness of the semi-glutide.
Yes.
So it's over. Over, it's Johnny. Over. If you're looking,
you blew it.
If you're looking,
you had your
over,
opportunity and
if
you
you're
blew
looking
it.
For a reason why your copay you is so high, look no further than Olney, Maryland. My mom is wasting medication. This medication that's liquid gold for you fatties out there. And she's just throwing it in the freezer willy-nilly or like using it as a salve. She can't waste more.
This is after injecting it all over
my
her tummy.
God.
Yes.
On the outside. Hey, Rob, do you want to vent on your traffic situation? Because Rob called a late start with a doctor's appointment for 9:20 this morning. And then he informed everybody that he was in traffic. He would be here at 9:45.
Yeah, you informed
and then he showed
us,
up at 10 a.m. What's the
I
deal,
would love
yo?
To. I'd love to bitch and moan about the doctor, but it's just the fact that we have a crumbling infrastructure that cannot handle the number of people that have to, on a daily basis, drive from here and get to here. Because it just can't happen. I had an 18 mile commute today because I left Herndon, Virginia, where Jimmy's Old Town Tavern is. That's where my doctor is. Left there at 8 a.m.
By the way, in the tavern, if you're wondering. Yeah.
Well,
that's
Jimmy
where
has
Rob's
a clinic.
Well, he owns the building now. He's got a,
Jimmy's free clinic.
Spread
that's
the,
where Rob
spread
goes.
The word.
And it took me just under 2 hours to get here today. And I thought,
because
by
you know what? Can I give you a reason? Hold
minute
on.
Late.
Calm down.
Hey,
can I, hey, can,
we're
can
all
I tell
here.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
just calm down. Yeah. Take a breath.
Yeah. I'm not happy.
And you got into what I like to call, even down here in Fort Myers, Florida, you got into the slacker hour.
Yeah.
You got into the slacker hour when everybody opens their little peepers and hits the road at 8 a.m., which
I'm not accustomed to being late. I had lots of time to think this morning. I think I've been noticeably late 3 times in the
last 3 weeks.
No, twice in
the last
past
month.
2 weeks. In the last month, yeah. But before that, I can only think of one other time I was really noticeably late, and it drives me nuts.
Because you're so great at being on time, we weren't even mad. I just have an 11 hard out. That's why we
started. I really apologize, we're good. Fellas.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When you're driving in.
Yeah.
At this time of the hour, is there still a toll, like you have to pay to get on 66, or what's it look like?
$20.
So you spent the $20.
I did not spend the $20.
Why, if you're running late, why would you spend the $20?
I wasn't running late.
This guy, it's your fault.
Oscar, I wasn't running late when I got on the Beltway, which is my normal thing. I have a problem.
$20. Don't you have Waze?
Yeah, I do.
He could have just come in and paid the money and been on time.
This
cheapskate.
I've paid it before. I've paid it too many times before.
What was the doctor? Who was the doctor?
It was going to see Dr. Kevin Lee. I had to do a follow-up for my rollover of the car. They wanted to make sure everything was okay.
He's fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Look at him.
And
so it's insurance.
And I got my shingles shot while I was there. So that was my second shingles shot.
Mike.
So this is your general practitioner?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're not. I don't mean to be a jerk.
And I really thought that I had the time scoped out.
Let me figure this out.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're in Herndon, Virginia.
Yes.
You have a straight shot into the city for $20.
Yeah. Oscar.
You forego the $20. Hey, let me talk. You're the one that's late, not me. You decide You decide to go around the Beltway.
Right.
Which is not going to be shorter.
No, it's a 4-minute longer ride normally.
What happened today?
It was longer than that.
Mm. Hey, can I get something off my chest now?
Yeah.
Because I'm paranoid about it. As far as I'm concerned, you guys are still coming down here?
Yeah.
Because we're wondering.
Yeah. Ready to go Friday. Not this Friday, next Friday.
A week from Friday.
A week from Friday.
Yes.
Okay.
I called the desk company and they tried to give me the runaround. I said,
hello.
Not gonna pay your money unless it shows up that weekend.
Hello.
Flying down.
They said, international desks.
We'll get it to you.
Oh, really? Well, you know what? The communication I've gotten regarding that off air. You
Zero.
Know what I mean? This is what it is. You know,
you're too busy playing golf. You're only here 3 days a week.
Don't blame me.
Week.
Now hold on.
Yeah,
I accept
he's
responsibility.
He's so excited that he was on time today. Let him have it.
Nobody's conjuring.
Of course he is.
You were here 3 days last week.
And they were great.
They were great days.
They were great. We had a conversation.
You just asked. We gave you an answer. Don't be sensitive about it.
Being sensitive, but I was concerned. Yeah. And to be honest with you, after yesterday and feeling a little skittish, I was a little reserved about coming in here and bringing it up because I wanted a confirmation.
We're all going.
We're on the same flight.
By the way, Carla doesn't understand this is a bit of a work trip. She's like, and we're going to go here. We're going to go here by Sunday.
By the way,
I don't want to go to the joint. Okay.
No, we don't have to.
I don't want to go to the temple. No. We're going to take you to Iguana Mia. And that should be easy.
Oscar and I are staying at Miller's house.
Yeah,
we thought that would be more comfortable.
Thank you. That's great. All right, we gotta go to break. We'll come back with the news and we'll
first break. Yes. Okay, good.
This is our first break, Rob.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more fun and more thrills. Hail, hail. The gang's all here. My buddies are coming down.
Yay.
I'm really excited. And that means that Daddy's got to do his bit and soundproof the garage. We'll do that in a couple of days.
I thought that was done.
We'll be right back.
He's a desperado that takes care of business.
I'm the wrangler, is what I am.
Riding and roping and always getting it done.
Did you see me wrangle before the show today?
You did.
A great job.
Yeah.
Sometimes trouble just follows a man.
Folks don't know much about him except for his name.
The Bolivian Wrangler.
The Bolivian Wrangler.
Put that on my tombstone.
He may not know basic American history.
When was the Bay of Pigs? The Roaring 50s. The Depression was in the 20s.
You're insane.
But when he wants to wrangle up some goods for the office or his hacienda...
Aye, that's Spanish for house.
He shops at Target and Walmart through the shopping center at MikeOMaraShow.com. And with a few clicks, he can pick it up at the store or have it shipped to his door.
You'll thank me for this.
Shop like the Bolivian Wrangler because he knows that getting the big deals is mighty satisfying.
I'm feeling great.
Who was that masked man?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I hold in my hand the beautifully designed label for Dadgrass. Do you need an afternoon reset? Hey, do yourself a favor, ladies and gentlemen, and snag 5 minutes for a Dadgrass toke break. They've also got Momgrass joints as the perfect pick-me-up to spark your creative flow, or the original Dadgrass joints to quiet your mind after your 9-to-5. Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. And not only do they have the joints, but they got these wonderful gummies as
well.
Love
the gummies.
This is the Good Time formula, where it's got CBD and CBG, and it says right here on the bottle, the relief of CBD... With the rejuvenation of CBG, the CBD takes the edge off while the CBG tunes you in... I can't read. It's too small. I
understand.
Sorry,
I mean, the font is small. I will say this. Mrs. Spiewak has come to depend on them.
I'm a classic guy. The good time guy, that'll rock you. But the classic guy, put you to bed.
Yeah, they're all great,
Relaxes
though.
Your body, mellows your mind, 100% organic pre-rolled joints, very low in THC and high in CBD, so you can get the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. Want the toke without the smoke? Well, they've got a CBD tincture made with the same high-quality hemp. Easy to dose. The effects come on smooth. And if you're not looking to toke, Dadgrass offers the finest tinctures and gummies on the market. All the mellow goodness, no smoke required. Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Right now, Dadgrass is offering TMOS listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Remember, man, that's dadgrass.com and that's /TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage. And we start today with, everybody was talking about the actors that both won, Brendan Fraser and Ki Huy Quan.
Yes, short round.
Ki Huy. Ki-Hui Kwan, I'll pronounce it correctly, wonderful, infectiously delightful human being. I watched him on Kimmel last night, and he's just so much fun. And Jimmy Kimmel did a great follow-up to the Oscars with Guillermo on the red carpet, which is that show. If there's a closest guy to Carson working today, it's Jimmy Kimmel, my humble opinion. Well, everybody's had a laugh at Pauly Shore's expense about Encino Man and the co-stars, and it's time to feel sorry for Pauly Shore because Pauly would like you to know that he's not made of stone. Here's a quote from Pauly Shore. I do believe it or not, as much as at the pinnacle of Pauly Shore I was not a fan, I get it when he's hearing all these jokes about his movie.
You feel sorry for the weasel, do you?
His quote is, "We love to hate people when they're on top. People wanted to smash me down, and they did. I was always nice to everyone, always cool. I put my heart into all my films. Human beings have feelings. It's not like selling real estate." For the record, Pauly is happy for his former co-stars, and he's ready to jump back into the game if someone will take a chance on him. So he's asking for work. Yeah. He's out there asking. Here's the quote. "Someone out there will say, you know what? We're going to do something you wouldn't expect. We'll put Pauly in this role that no one would expect. That's where my heart is." I don't know.
Could he have played the whale?
I'm the only one. Maybe I'm not the only one, as far as I know, on the show that sat for no less than 6 hours, 4 feet from Pauly Shore at the pool at the Roosevelt in Los Angeles.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the DMV.
For a full day.
Yeah.
And I watched that man live every single man's best life because he was sitting there, all of Pauly Shore with 2 tens.
Right.
Just enjoying cocktails and living what I would assume is a Hollywood Saturday.
Yeah.
When you have some juice.
And remember, he doesn't like to lean on it. He's kind of showbiz royalty. He's the son of Mitzi Shore, who ran the Comedy Store, and Sammy Shore, who was one of the biggest stand-up comics of the 60s.
I just sat there and lurked through my sunglasses.
He's doing fine. And you know what? Anyone who says that and really means it has not had to sit through a press junket for Biodome, which I did.
You did.
So do not have any sympathy for him.
Hey, a lot of zombie and zombie adjacent shows are too cool for the Z word. You know, like how on The Walking Dead they're called walkers.
Yeah.
The same is true for the new show, The Last of Us, which I'm really enjoying, where the creatures are called the infected. Although in this case, it's actually accurate because they're not zombies. Mm-hmm. They're people with a fungal infection. Anyway, the show's cinematographer recently claimed that the word zombie was actually banned on the set, but it's not true. Producer Craig Mazin says, quote, "We call them zombies all the time because it's funny." Well, and they do look like, obviously, zombies. And, of course,
great show.
Bob's playing the Cranberries on The Edge. 105.9, The Edge played this one awful lot. Wendy O'Riordan, no longer with us, unfortunately, but what a great song it was. Zombie, baby, baby. Thank you. You can turn it off now.
All right, that was good.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Here's how many times you can wear different types of clothing without washing them. I love these stories. According to experts, washing experts, they're basing this on one factor. The smell.
Of course.
But more than that, on the bacteria that can form and what it can do to you. For pajamas, if you are a pajama wearer. Once a week, if you shower before bed. Daily, if you don't shower first.
Hmm.
Coats and jackets. Once a month.
Oh, that's nonsense.
Like a coat?
Like an outer coat?
A winter coat?
Maybe once a year you take it to the cleaners, but not even then.
Disgusting. No, I totally agree with you.
Smell me coming.
Jeans, once a month.
That's fair.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. I'm not, I've been away from jean country for so long. I wouldn't be able to tell you, but I rewear mine and I put them in the closet after I'm done.
You need
to
speak to wash experts, Mike.
Wash experts. Underwear. Hold on a second. It says once a month if you sell it to perverts on the internet. That's funny. For the rest of us, don't rewear your underwear once a day.
Yeah.
Clean underwear every day.
Pony.
What about
workout
turning
clothes?
Them inside out?
That's only if you want it to snow.
Got it.
That's
good
gross.
Hack.
Workout clothes once. You wear those. Well, yeah, because they're stinky and gross and sweaty. Shirts, after wearing them once, they had direct skin contact. That's it. You wear them once a day. If you could go a little longer, if you're wearing them over another shirt.
Like a t-shirt.
I don't do that. Maybe.
Do you fold?
That's once a day.
I still, maybe this is something
for I hang. I don't fold.
Yeah, you do.
My childhood.
Hey.
I fold my what I slept in, like it's my pajamas, and put them under my pillow. Do people still do that?
I take my thong off in the morning, and I crinkle it in a ball, and I rest it in the dog's dish.
Yes.
And let them have a good sniff.
Gross.
Yeah. I send my nightshirt to the Smithsonian every Saturday.
No, I wear my boxers, and I might be wearing the same boxers I wore to bed last night.
Well, I mean, you work inside your home. Why would you take a shower?
I played golf yesterday in the heat.
Oh, that's not good.
And you had probably a rather tense episode to film yesterday of this show, so there might have been some
You're an
pressure
animal.
Sweat.
Yeah,
You're
they're
an
totally stained, Rob. That's what they are.
No, I was just talking
what
about
an
sweat.
let's
no
move
excuse.
On. We've discussed this on the show very often. Are you a grower or a shower? Urologists in Spain wanted to define each term for medical reasons, so they did ultrasound scans of 225 men, and here's what they found. The average man grows by 42%, but you're not a grower unless your growth is 56% or more, so roughly doubling in length, and you're a shower if it increases by 31% or less. So by less than a third, by that standard, they say 24% of men are growers, 25% are showers, and 51% fall into a gray zone between the two. So technically, that means most guys aren't either growers or showers. And for our wonderful prep service, I'd just like to repeat right now what I edited out of that story. Junk, 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 you stupid effing idiots that love to say that. There's a guy over there that is obsessed with, I hate that word for the male anatomy. I really do.
We agree. We're on the same page.
It's just so overused. Hey, man. Hey, look, he's touching his junk.
Do you include the foreskin or don't?
Yeah, it is a measurable entity.
Differential.
Yeah, but
56%. Mrs.
Ozempic,
O'Mara.
You got some more skin.
I did a poll this morning. She
so
was
to
a little
speak.
Cagey. She was a little cagey about it.
Yeah.
She informed me I am without question a grower.
Ah.
Because when I come out of the shower in the morning, it's, oh, happy St. Patty's Day. Happy St. Patty's Day. Where's the toadstool man? Happy St. Patty's Day. Look what's hiding in the nest. Oh, look what's hiding in the nest. Anyway.
Thanks for sharing.
It. Yeah, it is good. Yeah. I spoke to Carrie about it. She claimed not to know me.
That's very, very, very exciting. All right. You know what's exciting for me? This story. Playboy is relaunching its iconic magazine as a digital-first publication, and the racy lifestyle brand takes on OnlyFans. That's according to this article. The revamped magazine, which shuttered in 2020 and ceased printing, will debut later this year.
Ah.
Good brand to bring back. The online publication will serve as an entry to Playboy's creator platform. Brilliant to me. Really, to use the branding of Playboy and modernize it to today's age, I think it's great. The brand is selling it as an elevated, safe, and exclusive alternative to OnlyFans.
That's smart,
Oscar,
smart marketing.
I think this is super smart because, you know, frankly, I don't want to wallow in the stink of OnlyFans, but if it had the Playboy name on it, I'd be more likely to check it out.
I'm a Playgirl guy. I've always been.
Playgirl.
But if you're going to go Playboy, I respect that.
Okay.
Fine.
Wow, I didn't expect that take at all.
I mean, you like seeing Burt Reynolds' penis?
Well, who doesn't? My take is they would have served themselves better in this modern age and day to say they're not just coming out with Playboy. They're going to they're embracing Playgirl, so then it's equal opportunity.
I bet, is that sexist? I bet that's yet to come. I bet it's yet to come.
It's Playboy. Come on. We're still alive, the Playboy era.
Yeah. Hefner's dead.
Instead of Playboy bunnies, you will have Playboy creators who will post adult and non-adult content on their pages, give subscribers exclusive access into their lives, and grace the magazine's online covers. The Post got its hands on Playboy's first ever digital cover. Features model Amanda Cerny, who has made more than $1 million as a Playboy creator using the beta version of the platform Centerfold. Playboy first launched Centerfold with spokesman Cardi B in December 2021 as a place for creative freedom, artistic expression, and sex positivity.
Now, these creators...
I believe in sexual positivity.
These creators for Playboy, will they still wear the creator ears and the creator's tail?
I sure hope so.
Yeah, well, I know. I miss that.
They need to get... Look, Cardi B's great, but if you get Sky Bree over there, then you've got a movement.
Mm.
Much like OnlyFans, it allows models to cultivate paying subscribers. That's good for them.
Sure.
The big difference between OnlyFans and Playboy, and here you go,
give it.
And this is why I'm so positive.
Boom, bam.
The brand says that while anyone can become a... Let me start again. The big difference... While anyone can become an OnlyFans creator, Playboy creators have to apply and be accepted by its editorial team. Yeah!
Wow, so some quality control at play.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Fantastic, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. There we are. There we go. Happy, joy.
Competition breeds next level. Let the cream rise to the top. Right?
I'm fine with it.
How is the internet in the grotto? Do they have good Wi-Fi in there so they can create in there?
Back in the day, did Hugh Hefner, the platform will like creators to cover me with baby oil while I serve myself nicely.
Will Hugh entertain one last question?
Yes, Rob, absolutely. Yes,
Sorry to step on you. Oscar used a phrase that I want to know your thoughts on, Hugh. What do you feel about the phrase, the cream will rise to the top?
That's pretty disgusting, Rob, but thank you. Now let's go to the last story, shall we, please? And finally,
women in Berlin... can now swim topless in the city's public pools
if they choose to, just as men can, as well as
being hailed as a step forward to gender equality in the German capital. The measure introduced this week is symptomatic of Germany's love of Freikörperkultur. Hold on. I didn't get that right. Freikörperkultur, literally translated as free body culture, which has its roots in the late 19th century. Berlin now will pursue its new policy beginning in the Schoenitten region. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, I couldn't talk about sex that long with a little joke. Welcome to Schoenitten
public. It's a region.
The Schoenitten region.
Yeah, of course. It's not like a proper city, Oscar. It's more of an area.
Willkommen! We'll take a break and come back with more after this.
Robert Wood.
No, not quite.
I'm Robert Wood. I've got an amazingly large mouth.
Large mouth aside, that's still not quite it.
That poor man.
He's wonderful. I love the man. I'm making fun because I love. I kid because I love.
And I love you guys too. But, you know, let's face it. There's only one Robert Wood. And there's only one TMOS bonus show. Subscribe today. You'll be glad you did.
This podcast is sponsored by Groove Life. I am wearing my Groove Life belt right now. Yeah. I am carrying my Groove Life wallet. Are you still using the same wallet from 2023? Now is the time to update your wallet game. The Groove Wallet. Let me show it to you. Got it right in my pocket here. There we go. That's how sleek it is.
There you go.
That's it.
Beautiful.
See? That's how thin it is.
Flick it.
See that white stuff? That's
Flick
my
it.
Credit cards and stuff. Low profile.
Flick it.
Let me show you how it works, okay? It's very cool when you go into a store and say, oh, I'll pay with that with my card.
Boom, bam.
Look at that. Yeah. It's engineered for everyday use. You're going to love this. One simple thumb motion. By the way, I don't know. You can't see. Yeah, now you can see it. It's got a thumb little rubber pad
like
here.
A thumb caddy.
Yeah. That helps. One simple thumb motion perfectly fans out up to 6 cards for easy access to find everything you need. Love it at Costco when you're whipping out your cards all the time.
Yeah.
With its durable, high-quality aluminum outer shell, this wallet is unlike any wallet I've seen. And with Groove Life's 94-year, you heard me correctly, no BS warranty, the Groove Wallet is the last wallet you'll ever need. Personally, we all love ours, and you're going to love yours, too. We really love this product. It's time to bring your wallet into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's it. You like that?
Yes.
That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code TMOS for 20% off your order.
Beautiful.
One last time, that's promo code 20% off. No, it's get it right,
Mike.
Dupe. That's promo code TMOS.
20% off.
For 20% off your order. Just click the button on our website.
Yeah, I love it.
I was waiting till Rob got here.
Thank you, Mike.
I wanted to ask him about the Oscar thing.
The death reel?
No.
Or?
I got it. No, well, the death reel is first.
Okay.
The second thing, the death reel. Yeah, let's start with the death reel.
Okay.
A couple nights ago.
Big story about the widow, Sorvino.
Yeah, and Mira, too. The daughter, too, is upset.
Yeah. And I'm team Sorvino
100%
all the way.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Why the, and I want to use a bad word, but it's not the bonus show. Why the F is it necessary to put an effing publicist up there that no one has ever seen or cares about? This is the public forum for the fans of movies.
Mm.
That's why you're having your public little show. Mm.
Anyone who is recognizable should have first priority. And they also did not show Anne Heche. They did not show Gilbert Gottfried.
Hold on, Rob. But Anne Heche is not nearly in the same category as Paul Sorvino. Anne Heche was a wingnut who could have killed multiple people when she drove into a building under the influence of narcotics. But
she still made motion pictures. I think it counts. I think anyone who...
It's not everybody that made motion pictures. If it was everybody that made motion pictures, you'd have every actor or actress that died old or young. It's not that.
I would put Heche ahead of a publicist, though. Would you not?
I would put Heche... The problem with the whole Heche story is that you immediately mention Anne Heche. Did you have a thing for Anne Heche?
No.
Are you a fan of Anne Heche?
No, not really.
Paul Sorvino was in an iconic film.
Yeah.
Name an iconic film that Anne Heche was in.
Wasn't she in 28 Days with Harrison Ford?
Volcano.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I rest my case.
All right, understood. I think when you say public forum, I'm sure there are big fans of Anne Heche out there. And I think that the performer, and perhaps Anne Heche was a bad example, but the performer should definitely take precedent over the business side of the Oscars when they do that.
Well, if there's no business, there's no entertainment.
Well, but the entertainment is what you see, and it's what you like to see.
I just think when you have the behind-the-scenes folks, it's just... look, I don't care how long the time... If you're cutting... And by the way, they got slammed for cutting time because of time factors. And I just thought it rang hollow because of the situation.
I do too.
I was very frustrated.
And also, it was very depressing when they ended essentially on an executive. It was very nice that they opened with Olivia Newton-John because of the introduction from Travolta. That would have been a fitting closer. I think that Angela Lansbury would have been a fitting closer. Something that really makes you go, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe they're gone." That's
and
how
I
you
completely
end
understand.
It.
And I forgot that Paul Sorvino, that we had lost Paul Sorvino.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, one of the greatest shots in movie history is when Paul Sorvino is playing the role of Big Paulie. And you just have that long, slow pan in where he's eating in the backyard. And it's just beautiful. And just he created that character. And I'm a fan. And he gave us Mira Sorvino, who's another wonderful actress.
Yes.
So team Sorvino, you're absolutely right. You don't want to go to, what did they put up? Didn't they put some sort of barcode up for?
Oh, they put up one of the
QR codes.
A QR code where you could see the entire
QR code.
But you know what? The Academy has dropped the ball so many years in a row for that. Turner Classic Movies always does the best death reel at the end of the year. So look for that around.
Charby Dean was also left out. Do you know who that is?
I don't. Do you have a picture?
Yeah. I think she was a starlet.
Yeah, it looks like a starlet.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Turner. Now let me get to the next thing here. Singer-songwriter Thames literally had a stop and stare moment at the Oscars. You might have noticed her in the audience. She is the Free Mind singer, whose real name is Temelod Openiyi. I wish I could pronounce the name correctly. I hope I didn't get it wrong. Stepped out in a white couture gown with a massive head.
Oh,
unit
that's her.
That,
okay, yeah. I saw
big,
her.
Big hat syndrome.
Yeah.
While the 27-year-old artist wowed on the carpet, her look told a different story once she made it inside the venue, especially for the audience members seated behind her.
You got those flaps around her, I guess, her neck.
Yeah, the
whole giant thing. After making an appearance on screen during the live broadcast, Thames received criticism for the dress contoured hood, which billowed out to one side and extended upwards past the musician's topknot bun, therefore obstructing the views of some of the guests. But based on what I saw, perhaps 7 or 8 of the guests might have been obscured with that. And can you imagine, just for a second, and this is somebody who we demonstrated yesterday, myself, who has a bit of trouble controlling emotions.
Yeah.
Imagine Mike O'Mara, by some miracle, has finally gotten his break where he has a cameo in a major motion picture.
Yes.
But it's a small role, and I'm in the back behind this singer.
Yeah,
I'd be out of my mind.
Well, Ethan, one of our team members, you remember Ethan, Mike? Ethan's
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's just flying back from Atlanta, so he's not here, but he's been to the Academy Awards. He's actually been in the audience. He was a guest of Spike Lee, he and his mom. And it's just not, it's like you get to go to one Academy Awards probably your entire life, right? Unless you're in the business. I don't know who you call. Is there an usher? I've been to MTV Movie Awards, and they don't care. They don't care.
Nobody's going to do anything. Nobody's going to do anything. And
bad dress design. Do you know what easily could have been done is make it like a Chinese fan that when she sat down, it just folded to the side.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. All right, we have to take a break.
I somehow feel you don't mean that. Yeah, I somehow feel he doesn't mean
that. Maybe there's a little pull string or something.
Like
that. Straight line. Then you can look on either side of it. When you're
you get over there, digital TV.
For today. We'll take a break, and when we come back, Oscar Santana is watching a new trash television show.
Oh, good.
We'll tell you all about it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara, New Orleans, Sharon, Bailey, Angeline, Jim Amato, Dennis Murphy, Polly, Christine, Oscar, Shannon, Pony, Carrie, Dan O'Brien, shirts are scary, get your tickets while you can, say hello to Tony Lamb, Gusarito, Skinny Rob, Chris Fontani, Condo Bob, Carla, Twitch, and Dirk and Reese, and 1,000 staff by me.
Come out and see the whole gang at the TMOS Live Show, April 15th, 2023, at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. For tickets, go to MikeOmaraShow.com. We'll see you there.
Son, I say, son, here's a question.
Yes.
Well, I don't know why I'm doing Foghorn.
I like it, though.
Why do razors cost so much? I say they don't need to.
Anyway, I'm talking about Harry's razors. They're incredible. They're incredibly sharp. You're going to love them. They're made in their own factory in Germany. Most importantly, they cost as little as $2 per blade. You can get a quality razor that you can depend on, delivered straight to your door from Harry's. We all use Harry's because we all love Harry's. The best products at the best prices, and the packaging is absolutely amazing. Right now, the Truman Shave Trial Set is a $15 value for just $3 at Harry's.com/TMOS. It includes a 5-blade German-engineered razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. Plus, you can schedule replacement blade delivery whenever you need them, with refills as low as $2 each. Harry's has dozens of affordable items to go along with your subscription, like shaving creams, post-shave balm, body washes, hydrating lotions, and more. Boy, I'm just ready for a bath. And Harry's is still offering a no-risk trial. Don't like your shave, no worries on them. Don't get overcharged for razors, my friend. Get Harry's, a $15 Truman Shave Trial Set for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS for a $3 trial set. Do it, do it, do it. Yes, you have your finger up in the air.
Yeah, I have a question. You're doing Foghorn Leghorn, which is a favorite of mine going way back. I know your son is drawn to Looney Tunes.
Watches them every morning. If
does
it's
your
not
son,
on, he's uncomfortable.
Does your son like Foghorn Leghorn?
Or does it sort of transcend time? Well, the star of the Looney Tunes show every morning, I'll give you a question.
Yeah.
Who do you think the going away star is in the morning Looney Tunes show? The screen time.
It should be Bugs Bunny, but I'm going to guess that Daffy Duck is more marketable.
Daffy Duck.
Yeah.
Daffy Duck, the comic foil in all those episodes, and it's just featuring him. And today, Daffy became a flight attendant. A female flight attendant.
I love this.
And it was like a Looney Tunes drag show. It was fantastic.
Hi.
And by the way, maybe tomorrow we can talk about drag shows and why people are making such a big thing about drag shows.
Don't put Pony out of a job.
I know. It's ridiculous. But Oscar came in today, Rob, before you got here.
Yeah.
And he was talking about another guilty pleasure television show that he's watching.
Yeah.
TikTok.
It really sounds like it should be on a porno website. But lay it on us. What are you watching now?
Look, there are a few shows out there that I think are making moves. Daisy and the Six on Amazon, which, by the way, if you're into music, Mike, it's a retelling. They don't say it is, but a lot of people are making the connections of Fleetwood Mac and how that band got together and broke up.
Very nice.
On Amazon. Okay. The other show that's getting a hard push, and maybe my feed, maybe they know what I'm about, It's on a TLC. You can find it on Discovery Plus if you'd like, or Hulu. MILF Manor. And
we teased this on the Soundtown, or now called the Flipside, some months ago. So it's actually on air now. Yeah, okay.
It's out.
Is there any show that can sound more like a porn category than MILF Manor?
I think it's meant to do that, but
she was behaving in a MILF manner.
Right.
The description says it all. From cities across the country, 8 confident and strong-minded women leave home for the chance to find love at a paradise destination. I'm thrown
by
this.
You want to try that one again?
Yes, I'm sorry. Cities all over the country, 8 confident and strong-minded women leave home for the chance to find love at a paradise destination.
Very good. Nice.
I think it's not really written well. Right?
No, it's not.
What's a paradise destination?
No, it's not. It's not written well. Paradise destination.
In paradise is probably what I was looking for, right?
Is unrewarding.
Yes.
Rough on the tongue.
Meaningless.
Yes. I understand. Meaningless. As Orson would say.
So I take a dive.
Yes.
And I was like, all right, what's this thing about? You have true MILFs, plastic surgery all day. They're gorgeous. Yep. The twist is.
Too much or just the right amount?
It depends on what you're into.
Mike, just
depends
enough
what
to
you're
get
into.
You by.
Depends
no,
on what you're
and
into.
I'm talking about facially, because when I think of it, look, they all have the boob jobs on. But when, and I don't certainly, are there, all right, I'm going to ask you really specific questions. Please. If somebody thinks I'm being sexist,
okay.
Drop me a PM and let me know you think that. Breast augmentation.
Bingo. Yeah.
Too much in many cases? Because that's
You're going to get them, you got to get
them. Well, no, I don't subscribe to that theory.
I'm sorry.
I subscribe to the theory that you get what is going to balance your body out and just have perfect shape instead of just going, you know what I mean? That's my favorite. And then the other question is too much in the face, because too much in the face can make you look
like a Madonna.
Joan Rivers.
Yeah. Six out of
you,
eight.
You used a more recent reference than I did. Fantastic.
The majority of them look beautiful in my eyes.
All right.
And a couple of them are like, okay, maybe a bridge too far on the plastic surgery. Fine. The twist is, on the other side, you know, you've got...
The equivalent of The Bachelor.
Yeah, The Bachelors, the guys. Not one guy.
Oh.
It's... They've been cast with their sons.
Yes.
So the sons will be dating the MILFs throughout the season.
But not their own mother.
No, I mean, it's up to them. I don't know if they're into that. We haven't crossed that bridge yet.
That would have to be a stepson pervert.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I don't approve of that.
Some of these... MILFs, I feel disrespectful saying it. Some of them, they're smoke shows. You're like, whoa, I didn't even know you had an adult son. What's also awkward is, like I know
like,
them.
That's what you're like going to say to her when you meet them.
Whoa.
Like you're at what? You're like Costco and you see them?
This must have been
the headline from the Telegraph says, MILF Manor, reality TV hits its absolute nadir with its toe curling edible nightmare.
Ooh,
that's the that's not now, a that's, positive review.
That's good writing, though. I tell you what,
did you think it was going to be? It's better than what Destination Paradise or whatever they said.
Well, what about is it better than 90 Day Fiancé?
That's the one that they're also referencing in this review. It says, not content with putting desperate singles in a tropical location and making them fall in love, TV has now turned to mothers and their sons.
It's reality television, so it's set up in some ways. But it was funny when, in one of the scenes, they reveal the bachelors.
Yeah.
And one of the guys says, "Mom?" Because he's looking across the pool.
Oh, so he wasn't necessarily certain that his own mother
was
there.
Correct. Okay. Probably set up.
Absolutely.
When the MILFs start dating the sons, and then they start talking about their son's sex life with other MILFs, and then the mom of one of the sons has to hear about it in passing.
Oh, well,
gets a little awkward.
That so the MILFs commiserate with one another.
Yeah, like they're doing a girl talk. And then you'll see, like,
so you'll get one of the moms talks to one of the boys who shares something with her, and then the mom goes back to the other mom and tells the real mom of the son what the son said.
It's actually a little less forward. Imagine four MILFs by the pool.
I can't.
And then two MILFs are talking about the experience they had in the night before in the fantasy
suite. Gross.
Yeah. And then do they know what bachelor matches with each MILF?
Well, that's the thing. The MILF on the far right, that's not part of this. It happens to be the mom of the.
She's a Republican?
No. if you're facing the pool and the ladies.
Oh my God, Ann Coulter is so skinny.
She says, "I'm sorry, I can hear." With respect,
she'd have to have a kid. She wouldn't qualify.
I can hear you talking about my son, and it's just a little off-putting. And she's like, "Well, what? Like, we're all here for the same reasons." So then they start battling about, you know, how
are they
hot.
Looking for love with these?
That's
I know what they're looking for between
Mike,
the toes.
Who are we to? I don't know why everyone's kind of put off by that. That's a feeling I'm having.
It's put off because it's
what if it was dudes?
No. The thing, well, if it was dudes en masse and you had
their daughters,
okay,
their hot daughters,
it would be the same thing, in my opinion. It would be if I had my daughter, if I go in and I've got my daughter with me, and my daughter is going to get into a relationship with another old fart like me, it's disgusting.
It is. It is unacceptable. It is disgusting, and it's going
to
actually
finish this because people are going
to
call me a hypocrite.
Yeah,
why?
All right.
People call me a hypocrite because I have a massive age difference.
That's what I was going to say. This is your life. You're MILF
but
Manor.
But I'm not going to. But Carla
Dilf
wasn't Manor. One of my AU classmates' daughters. That's what
no,
that
you
would
were her
be
professor.
Like. Who's not her professor?
Well, the things he taught her, you can't learn in a classroom.
I wasn't her professor. Yes, Carla, in the back.
Yes.
Well, Carla, it's a good point, but I might need to see you after school.
Yeah, do you know my office hours?
These are all porn scenarios here. No, the whole thing, doing it in the same room. Listen,
Professor,
Oscar,
I need you to spread out my...
Okay. Oh, what?
How can you say that? I'm sorry.
It wasn't even close to subtle.
Sorry,
no, that's got to be edited out in totality right there. Here it is.
You could say open a book,
thank
maybe.
You.
Would I look in? Of course I would look in. I've been on those websites. I would look in. If I said
this is
I
TLC,
skipped
you
any-
don't have to pay anything. It's like, it's there.
It's
yeah,
free.
Mike, it's a learning channel.
It's you're learning.
You're learning.
But let me ask this. How many episodes have you watched?
Two. Two episodes.
Good for you.
I think there's a total of three, if I'm not mistaken, now. But I've
seen you've watched two episodes.
Yes.
Is there any desire for a relationship beyond physical?
There is
with these.
There absolutely is. And what I like is these are mature women that have been, you know, they've seen their rodeo of like being married, getting divorced, dating the wrong guy. Some of these young bucks, they seem like they're genuinely interested in, you know, not working, but also doing the clapping pushups that are necessary
why
to keep the relationship.
I understand. Hold on. We're wrapping it up, Rob. We're wrapping it up. Got to mind time here. Last question.
Yes.
All right. Last question. Average IQ of the sons.
The guys have more muscle than brains.
There it is. There it is.
Yeah.
I like you, Mrs. Robinson.
If they were smarter, they would end up on Farmer Takes a Wife.
Farmer Takes a Wife. Absolutely.
Is that in West Virginia this year?
I think so.
Yeah. Daddy.
Oh, dear.
We'll take a break and come back with the flip side of Rob Spiewak, fresh off the Beltway.
This week's bonus show is award-winning with Tales from the Car Wash, Secrets from the Back Seat, and a salute to the silver screen.
Hi, I'm Rob.
Hi, I'm Oscar.
It's a wonderful night for Oscar.
My ass hasn't ever looked better in my jeans. He thought my boyfriend just left.
I would like to see Jimmy Kimmel punch Liza Minnelli.
Frankly, dear, I don't give a damn.
Will they make it illegal to fly your airplane hand out the car window?
How do you kill a dead man?
Today's been a lot about me.
Critics are raving about the TMOS bonus show. Subscribe and download today to find out why at MikeOmerisShow.com.
And that's what you get on the bonus show.
Hey, everybody, do your financial goals feel out of reach? No more. With Chime's Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can start building credit with your own money through on-time payments and small, everyday purchases. Members see an increase of 30 points to their credit scores on average. Chime reports your payments to the major credit bureaus to help you build credit over time. With no annual fees, no large security deposits, or any credit checks to apply. Start making your financial dreams a reality with Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply for the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Based on a study conducted by Experian, Credit Builder members observed an average 30-point FICO score 8 increase after 8 months with regular on-time payments. Results may vary. See Chime.com for details. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply, except at MoneyPass ATMs in a 7-Eleven or any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATM.
Hello.
The flip side.
As the March Madness is beginning, the first four games will happen. They're known as the first four that will determine the 64 teams that are going to be in the bracket. And people forget who's in the bracket every year. So I like to bring them this as an introduction.
Five Tigers, Catamounts, Nittany Lions, two Cougars,
Bobcats,
Bison, Bruins, Bears, Panthers, and Hoosiers, Sun Devils, Blue Devils, Horned Frogs, Crimson Tide, Friars, and Islanders, two Gales, and the Knights, Red Hawks, Jayhawks, and Hawkeyes. Cajun Aztecs fighting Illini. Four Wildcats, who the hell are the Norse? Figure it out, there's still 33 more. Spartans, Raiders, Trojans, Boilermakers, and Musketeers. Terrapins, Paladins, Huskies, Rams, Cavaliers. Longhorns, Antelopes, Double Aggies, and Broncos. Golden Eagles, Swines, Golden Flashes, Cyclones, and Gauchos. Four Bulldogs, two Owls, Blue Jays. Mountaineers, Volunteers, Hurricanes. Two Wolfpacks, Razorbacks, that's it. Write them down, fill out your brackets. It's March Madness.
Were your Rams in there?
No.
Were my American University Eagles in there?
I didn't hear Eagles in there.
I didn't hear Eagles either.
Because when they talk about the local teams that are involved, they normally bring those up, and I did not see that on the news.
Mountaineers, your son's team, were
Mountaineers
they in there
at
all?
They're in the girls. They're in the girls' basketball, but I don't
think
they're
in the regular
I don't think
guys.
They're in the Big Hunt, no.
Division. All right. Well, we're out of time. We got to go. That's it. We got to get out of here. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us for another fantastic program. Tomorrow, we will be back with a discussion of the stock market. Should you be terrified? Or is it just a big bowl of BS? Who knows? Sorry for the confusion at the end of the show. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying two wonderful days in a row. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye. Oh, and ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
The archers are ready, sir.
Not the archers. My scouts tell me their archers are miles away, no threat to us. Arrows cost money.
Who's up the Irish?
It cost nothing.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Get off my property or I'll call the cops on you.